One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Bactine, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Listen at the end of the program. Paul and Hazel will tell you how you can get your copy of the new Barber Family album. Overheard between Henry and Betty at Jack's house.
Come on in, Father Barber. Jack's gone over to Claudia's.
Huh? Claudia's?
Uh-huh. Joan's over there, and they wanted to see Jack. Something about her estate.
Yeah.
Proves you can still have trouble, even if you do have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, depend on Alka-Seltzer when you need really effective relief from acid indigestion or a headache or both. That's something to remember over the weekend, or whenever these common ailments threaten to cause discomfort. The bubbling, effervescent Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the distress of acid indigestion in a hurry, and Alka-Seltzer's wonderful pain-relieving ingredient gives soothing comfort to an aching head. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer, and always keep it handy to take whenever acid indigestion or a headache make you uncomfortable. Chapter 5, Book 85. The evening has fallen gently on the sedate neighborhood in Seacliff, San Francisco. As Father Barber steps out the back door of the family home, there is the lulling sound of the Pacific leisurely washing against the seawall. The traffic sounds are distant and subdued. Next door at Jack's house, six little girls have settled in their beds, and there, too, it is quiet. Father Barber is about to turn back into his own house when he sees the porch light come on at Jack's. The kitchen door opens and Betty comes out, broom in hand, and busily starts sweeping. Father Barber walks through the hedge and stands smilingly watching Betty. She knocks her broom against the lower back step and then becomes aware of him.
Oh, Father Barber, I didn't see you standing there.
Don't you think it's about time you called it a day, Betty, my dear?
Just about all right. After I got the children down, there was still a little cleaning up to do. But I'm done now. Jack usually helps me, but he had to leave right after dinner to go over to Claudia's.
Claudia's?
Uh-huh. Something about Joan's estate.
Oh?
Joan came over from Berkeley, and they asked Jack to be there. I don't know what it's about, but he said he didn't think he'd be late. Don't you want to come in the house and wait for him?
You think he'll be along shortly?
Oh, sure. Come on in. I'm all alone, and it'll be nice to have somebody to visit with. Want to?
Yeah, be glad to come in for a bit. Go ahead, my dear.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
Exactly what I told Fanny. I'll close the door.
I'll leave the porch light on for Jack. Doesn't my kitchen look spick and span?
Splendid, my dear. But you have your hands full these days without Nicolette, don't you?
Oh, we're getting pretty well organized. Put my broom away and we'll go in the living room. How's Mother Barber this evening?
Very well. She's knitting something or other.
There. Let's go in where we'll be comfortable, shall we?
I imagine you've seen enough of this kitchen for one day.
I should say I have. Come on, Father Barber.
Well, I won't be too long. I know you're tired.
I'm fine now that everything's done. Sit there, Father Barber. I know you like that chair.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Good to relax. Gee, I'm glad you came over.
Judge Hunter isn't over at Claudia's, too, is he?
I don't think so. Why?
You said that Jack had gone over in connection with Joan's estate.
Yes, but he didn't say anything about Judge Hunter being there.
I see.
Jack's taking care of that whole business now, practically.
Oh, he is, eh?
Judge Hunter's put the whole responsibility of administering the state on Jack. Of course, Judge Hunter's still a trustee, but when anything comes up like tonight, he lets Jack take charge, make the decisions and everything.
Splendid, splendid.
I think it's about time he recognized Jack's ability. Heaven knows he works hard enough.
Yes, his industry will be rewarded yet. We must be patient, my dear. I've known Glenn Hunter many, many years, and he's conservative, and perhaps inclined to be overcautious. But when the proper time comes, we'll find that he has not been unaware of what Jack's been doing.
I know. Jack says the same thing, but I can't help getting a little impatient once in a while. Of course, if I had my way, my husband would be head of the firm tomorrow.
Well, I share your enthusiasm, Betty, my dear. I'm very proud of the progress the boy's made in the past few months. As a matter of fact, I'm extremely proud of you, too.
Huh?
Yeah, you've had quite a test here recently, both you and Jack. When Nicolette left, you had to meet reality face to face. It's been no easy task to manage this household with six little girls and a limited budget, and I admire the way you've taken hold.
Well, We love each other, Father Barber. I think people can do almost anything when they've got that to sustain them. It makes everything you do kind of worthwhile.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does, my dear.
I think that was Jack coming in the back way.
Huh?
Jack?
Yeah, Betty?
I'm in the living room with Father... Oh.
Oh, hi, Dan. Glad to see you.
Hey, how are you, my boy?
Okay.
Give me a kiss.
Get along all right, honey?
Sure. The kids are all asleep and everything's fine.
Oh, that's swell.
Tired?
Oh, a little. Family conferences are a bit wearing on the nerves.
Yeah. I understand you've been at Claudia's. Something regarding Joan's estate, Sir Betty said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought Joan had been showing up more than usual lately. Some problem developed regarding her money?
Oh, the estate's in very good shape, Dad, far as that goes.
Yes, I trust you succeeded in ironing out any difficulty that came up.
Oh, there wasn't much for me to do, really. I simply told Claudia, Nicky, and Joan what the legal side of the situation was and got out. Left them alone to work out the domestic side of the matter. That part doesn't come under my jurisdiction, thank heavens.
Yeah?
Oh, nothing, Dad. They're having a little family discussion over there, and I left so they could talk over by themselves, that's all.
Yes. Betty tells me that Judge Hunter has put the whole responsibility of Joan's affairs pretty much in your hands.
What have you been doing, monkey? Giving away state secrets?
Can't blame me if I'm proud of you and want to boast about you a little bit, can you?
Well, I wouldn't boast about this too much. Judge Hunter's got the estate so well organized that what I have to do is all pretty routine.
Jack's just too modest, Father Barber. Quietly does his job, and I'll bet a lot of times nobody realizes all he's done.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah, I've got to be getting along home. I stepped out of the house without telling your mother I was coming over here, and she'll be wondering where I am.
Wish you wouldn't go so soon, Father Barber.
Thank you, but it's getting rather late. No, no, don't get up. I'll just go out the back way and go through the hedge. Good night.
Night, Dan.
Night, Father Barber. Thanks for keeping me company.
Yeah.
Good old Dan.
He's so proud of you, Jack. You should have seen the way his eyes lit up when I told him that you were handling Joan's estate.
Well, there's not much to that, Betty.
Just the same, I notice Claudia and Joan call you now whenever anything comes up. It always used to be Judge Hunter.
Well, this business tonight was simple as ABC. Just a question of whether certain money was available. I said yes, and that's all there was to it. Of course, whether Nicky and Claudia approve of Joan's plan is another matter. See, they have to countersign any expenditures over and above her regular allowance, at least till she marries.
She's not thinking of that again, is she?
Search me. Something cooking. She wants to move out of her sorority and get an apartment by herself over in Berkeley.
Huh? Claudia and Nicky aren't going to let her do it, are they?
That's what they were talking over with her when I left. I don't know what decision they'll come to.
Well, I just think it's ridiculous, 19-year-old girl living alone in an apartment. What'd you tell them?
Didn't say anything about it, one way or the other.
Why not?
Because that part of it is none of my business.
What did they want to see you for, then? Isn't her allowance big enough to rent an apartment?
Oh, sure, but she wants a couple of $1,000 to furnish the place.
She found someplace already?
Yeah. But look, Betty, you keep all this under your hat, won't you? If this gets around the family, I don't want it coming from us.
I won't say a word. Have I ever opened my mouth about anything when you've told me something in confidence?
No, you're a regular little clam. When you want to be.
Well, I won't breathe a word, but I can just imagine what Father Barber would say if he knew about this.
Oh, somebody at the front door.
Hi. Can I come in?
Hi, Joan.
Excuse me for popping in on you this way. Hello, Betty.
How are you, Joan?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess. Burning a little inside.
Well, sit down.
Oh, thanks.
What'd you do, run out on the family conference? When I left over there, you and Nicky and Claudia were going round and round.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. I'm going back to Berkeley. I'd rather spend the night in that sorority house than put up with any more family argument.
Excuse me, I think I'll go up and see if Mary Lou's covered.
Oh, you don't have to go on my account. There's nothing secret about what I want to say. Everybody in the family is bound to know about it anyway.
I know, but you want to talk to Jack. And Mary Lou's been kicking her covers off in the night since she had her tonsils out, and I don't want her to take cold.
How's she feeling?
Oh, she's just fine. I'll be back down in a little while.
Okay.
Well, Joan, what happened? Hope you didn't get into a scrap with your mother, Nicky.
No fight. At least as far as I was concerned. I simply got up and announced that I was going back across the bay. I took a cue from you. I noticed you didn't stay around very long.
Not much I can do about the situation, so I thought it'd be better for everybody if I made myself scarce.
I admired you tonight. You didn't take any sides. You laid everything right on the line. Very businesslike. And that's what I want to do. Claudia and Nicky get so emotional about this whole deal.
Are they against it?
No, Claudia isn't. Not really. But once she gets around Nicky, she just gets all confused. She doesn't want to hurt me, and she doesn't want to hurt him, so we end up getting nowhere.
And they haven't made up their mind about this apartment, that it?
No, but I have.
Hmm?
I'm going ahead and lease it. That's what I wanted to tell you. There'll be a check coming through shortly for the first and last month's rent. I have to pay that in advance. I've got enough to cover that. Well, I'm going to see the people tomorrow and sign the lease. I've decided that that's what I want, and that's that.
You mean regardless of what Claudia and Nicky say?
Yes.
Well, honey, you think that's wise?
It is from my standpoint. I just wanted to check with you and make sure there wouldn't be any legal obstacle thrown in my way before I went ahead.
Well, I'm sure Nicky and Claudia won't do anything legally to stop you. But of course, they can stand in your way about this money you'll need to furnish the place.
Okay, let them. I don't need furniture. I'll sit on apple boxes.
What's this? I see Paul has a letter.
Oh, Paul, a letter from Teddy?
Yes, Hazel.
I thought so. I recognized her handwriting. Much to say?
Well, it's mostly praise of our new family album. I sent her a copy as soon as it was off the press.
Oh, I know. It's a wonderful thing for her to have way out there in Japan. Must bring the family closer to her.
That's almost precisely what she says. You're reading over my shoulder.
Oh, no, not guilty. I just know she'd feel that way.
She says she's shown it to many of her friends and that we'd be surprised to know how many friends we have, even in Japan. They want copies, too.
Well, that can be done. The folks here at home can get extra copies of the new album and send them to all their friends and relatives overseas or anywhere.
That's a good thought, Hazel. How about that, Frank?
Yes, our listeners can have as many copies of the new Barber Family album as they like. All they need to do is, for each album they want, send in a Bakhtin box top and 10 cents to Bakhtin, Elkhart, Indiana.
There you have it. A Bakhtin box top, 10 cents, and the name and address of the person to whom you want the album sent.
Bakhtin, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, you know, is the new type family antiseptic with many, many uses in the home.
Yes, and like the Barber household, every home should have Bakhtin for the family's protection against germs.
Paul, I wanted to ask you, does Teddy say anything about the pictures of herself?
Well, she just says she doesn't know where Margaret even found that picture. She'd forgotten all about it.
Yes, Margaret dug quite deep to get all those pictures and newspaper clippings that tell the history of our family.
Talk about candid shots. From the standpoint of the life of the Barbers, she certainly did pick the best and most interesting.
Yes. Now all our listeners can know us as well as we know ourselves.
That's right, friends. With the new family album, you'll know the Barbers as you've never known them before. Send for this complete 20-page picture history right away. To get your copy of the new Barber family album, go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bakhtin, the new antiseptic that will help safeguard your family's health. Then tear off the top of the box and send it with just 10 cents in coin to help cover the cost of handling and mailing to Bakhtin. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Elkhart, Indiana. Be sure to include your name and address. And don't forget, you can send for as many albums as you wish. With each request, send the top of the box from a bottle of Bakhtin and 10 cents. Don't wait to get a copy of this newest and best Barber Family album, for the offer is limited and may be withdrawn at any time. Remember, send a Bakhtin box top and 10 cents to Bakhtin, spelled B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Elkhart, Indiana. Remember, friends, to get your copy of the beautiful new 20-page Barber Family album, send the top of the box from a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bakhtin, along with 10 cents, to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bakhtin, Elkhart, Indiana. Order as many as you like for your friends and your neighbors, but be sure you enclose a Bakhtin box top and 10 cents for every album you want. Send it to B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bakhtin, Elkhart, Indiana. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Monday, Henry learns of Joan's project. Chapter 6, Book 85. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.